can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for August 16th, 2023, episode 52.
Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my Spanish queen. Hello, Spanish queen. Queen Española.
Hola.
Hola. How you doing, girl?
Hola, senor.
Hey, senorita. Hey, girl.
Hi,
how you
baby.
Doing? Wait, that's my el barrio. Oh.
How am I doing?
You're doing...
I'm ready for bed.
You are ready?
It is...
What is the time right now?
10:23 Spain time.
Españolico time.
Sitges time.
Yeah. You look beautiful. You've got your wrap on. You've got...
I'm wrapped in a blanket because I'm freezing in this hotel room.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Oh, you know, what are we drinking?
What?
You need to read the card from this wine anyway.
Well, first, let's drink it first. Ooh. Okay. Hold on a second.
Nice glasses. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is nice.
That is nice. Hold on. What do I hear? I hear all kinds of noises.
Mm.
It's amazing. We're here in the hotel room. First time we've ever done this. Our first location show, babe.
Yeah, you're making me work.
Yeah, here we go. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola, Tina and Adam. Welcome to Sitges. Can't wait to hear all about your European adventure, Anthea and Lauren.
Yeah, and Anthea and Lauren are from Seamless Luxury Travel, which helped us plan this whole trip.
And they made a very luxurious trip for us indeed.
They
perfectly
made it,
arranged.
It's
perfectly.
Been, yes, everything, every T has been crossed, I has been dotted. It's been, yeah, and we just started.
Oh, man.
We just got here Saturday.
I mean, we haven't even been here a week.
No.
And it feels like a month.
No. Lots of trail.
Let me tell you about this wine, first of all. It is Finca La Montesa, Viñedo Esencial, Sierra
Listen
de Yerga. I don't know what this is. Rioja. Oh, boy.
Don't even try.
It's been a long day. It is, however, origin California. No, I'm kidding. Califisada. It's not. It's a 2020. I put a picture, of course, in the show notes.
It's very, very,
very
nice.
I like it
Thank
a lot.
You.
And
Anthea
these, we
and
should
Lauren.
Actually have taken a picture of these glasses.
Oh, the glasses are really nice too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he's sucking it down.
Well, we really didn't have any wine with dinner.
No, we had one glass. It's not champagne here. It's cava.
Cava. Yeah.
Champagne's in France.
Now, to be honest, when I saw the bottle come out, the cava, it's Freixenet.
Freixenet?
Yeah. Freixenet. And it kind of gave me a flashback.
Oh.
Because in, 1980, I want to say 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was really popular all over Europe with Countdown.
Uh-huh.
In Portugal as well.
Uh-huh.
And then, so we went to Portugal first one time with Countdown. Then my manager at the time decided, let's go make some money in Portugal. And so I did a tour of clubs, spinning records.
Is that when all the girls were at the airport?
No, that was the first time with Countdown. And it was funny because the poster said, Adam Curry, European tour.
European?
No, not P-N, P-E-E-N, P-E-E-N, European tour. Adam Curry, European tour. And somehow the local promoter had done some kind of deal with Freixenet. We don't even know exactly what it was.
So that's where the memories came from.
Well,
okay, when we saw the bottle.
And it was the Miss Freixenet beauty contest.
Were you a judge?
I was the only judge.
Oh.
As ever I went, I was like, what is these bottles of champagne? Because he had done some side deal or something. I was like, and it was my European tour. I'm like, okay.
Well, you were the beauty pageant judge.
I was the whole beauty pageant
wow.
judge. Yeah, the whole panel.
And well, did you pick a good one?
I can't remember.
Oh.
I'm sure.
You were a mere, 21 years old?
Yeah.
85?
Yeah, pretty
21.
Much. Yeah. That was very bizarre. Anyway, so I saw that and I kind of, because it was these little club bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I'm like, that was crap.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not quite, it doesn't.
Well, it was only €3 a glass.
Food, by the way, is very reasonable in Europe.
It is.
Even in the Netherlands.
It is.
We've only been two spots so far because, of course, we arrived on.
Well, let's back up.
Yeah.
So Thursday night.
Beep, beep.
beep. We're still in hill country.
Backing it up.
We're still in hill country and we're sleeping, you know, we didn't have to leave till 1 o'clock on Friday. So we had a little bit of time, but we're sleeping. And all of a sudden, like 5 o'clock in the morning, Phoebe starts barking.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
For no reason.
She's like, whoop. I mean, just, it wasn't a,
it wasn't an alarm bark.
It wasn't an alarm
and
bark.
And she's locked in the studio. She has she's supposed to be off duty. So.
But she wanted to come in. She knew something was up.
Yep, yep.
And Cassandra confirmed it. She's like, they know if they see the suitcases.
Yep,
and
yep.
She wanted to sleep in our room, which is unheard of.
Yes. And normally we don't want that. But you know,
no, because you want to know why?
Yeah,
because
she's licking all.
How can anybody sleep with their dogs when they're making that kind of noise? How could they sleep with their dogs?
I don't
constantly
know. It was
she's
quite
licking
weird.
Her paws. She's licking her chops. I don't know what she's licking. She's licking the carpet. I don't know.
It was a little unnerving. And I knew it would bother you. I kept like, oh, I'm going to go to sleep now.
I know. And you were like, this is great. I love having my dog next to me.
I do love my dog in the bedroom. I miss her so much.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We weren't even gone 24 hours. You're like, I wonder how Phoebe's doing.
And that's exactly what I sounded like, isn't it?
And right away, you texted Cassandra.
Yeah.
Cassandra, Phoebe's getting a refresher course, even though she's doing really, really well.
Yeah.
But she warmed up to Cassandra, jumped in her car right away. Yeah, no problem.
This is Phoebe's original trainer, Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in San Antonio. Yeah, she drove up and she got Phoebe and she went, she's, you know, Phoebe saw Cassandra's like, oh, sniff, sniff, sniff. Okay. Then walk with it. Boop, 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 boom. Right to the car, jumps in. All right, goodbye.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
All good.
She's fine. Yeah. It's good. And so she gets to socialize a little bit.
Yes.
I haven't thought about her once.
Really?
I really haven't.
You're a horrible mother.
You know.
I'm going to tell her when we get home. Your mom didn't think about you once.
Oh my gosh, I really miss her. I go, she's fine.
Fine.
She's a dog.
Oh, that she's a dog. Yeah. Sure. Okay. All right, fine.
I love Phoebe. You know, I love Phoebe, but I know she's in good hands. I did think about her today, though, because I saw a white lab.
Oh, really?
Did you see the white lab?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a white lab.
So we need to talk about our travels here because it's been an interesting, really, and I have to say, we saw that Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette had prayed for favor on their travels.
Yes. And,
so and
now
like,
that's a part of Adam's prayers
now. Oh, yeah, I'm like, give us some favor.
Pastor Jimmy, he steals everything from you.
Well, right away you say, stop stealing Pastor Jimmy's prayers. So that's open source, man. Anybody can use those prayers. This is not like some copyright on the prayer.
We were listening to Living Up in a Down World, and he was talking about how he prayed for favor for their trip.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Adam says prayers that very next day.
And how's the trip been so far? Huh? Have we had favor all the way?
I just find it fun.
Have we had favor?
I find it humorous.
Answer the question. Have we had favor?
Yes,
I would say so. Yes, we've had good favor.
Yes.
So we got some good favor coming in.
Oh,
As we had coming into...
even showing up in San Antonio, I mean, we sailed through TSA. Like, there was no issues at all.
I took
like,
everything out of the suitcase.
Yeah.
the whole studio, basically.
Because they usually take Adam's bag and they start searching it because of the two microphones. They think that that's some sort of sexual device or something. I don't know. Or a bomb or who knows.
Or a stick of dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So they take apart his whole bag. But this time you took everything out so they didn't have to do it.
But I packed everything into one case, including the mic. So I took everything out of that, went through, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was also San Antonio, I think.
Yeah.
I think San Antonio's a little better.
Yeah, it's a little better than Austin for sure. And then we flew up to Detroit and that was,
breeze.
That was pretty good. Breeze. Yeah.
And then Detroit, we had what? Did we have a little bite to eat there? We had something.
You probably did because you've been eating like nonstop.
Wait, where did we have the wine?
We had the wine in San Antonio. Yeah, so we had the $26
Vino Volo.
$26.
We didn't even get enough donations to cover that meal.
No, $26.
What a rip off!
Total rip off.
Yeah, but we're we're on vacation. We're gonna have this glass.
Yes,
it was the glass
pay
of the
for
month.
It later. Yeah.
Well, yes, we will. It's on the credit card. The glass of the month. Then we got on, it was so weird. It's Virgin Airlines operated by Delta.
Well, wait, we were going through TSA to get onto the aircraft, remember? we were getting on, and they said, you have to have your boarding pass and your passports out. And remember, we walk up.
Yes.
Walk up, and they say, look in the camera. We didn't even have to show anything. Because they already have us registered in their system. So we're unknowingly.
What literally happens is there's a screen. It's almost like a selfie cam. You see yourself, you know, like torso up, and then it goes, pink, and it zooms in on your face, and you get a little green check mark, and you're registered, and they're going to come and track us.
So they already knew before we were even, they knew our picture before we were even on that flight.
It had to be that they scanned our passports in San Antonio
by checking that.
Because I'm like, I know TSA is now doing this. I don't want to get into how angry I am about that.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they scan our passports, and that's where they make the connection. Then they see that, and then, you know.
Okay.
So our passports, our pictures are pretty recent.
Okay. Okay.
But still, on one hand, it was futuristic. Well, like, whoa, this is good. You know, but on the other hand, like, what are they using this for? Where else are they doing this?
Yeah, and it was freaky to me that they didn't look at the boarding pass or our passports.
No,
they just, the picture, they look in the camera. Okay, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, we are unknowingly participating in this scam.
It's a prison. It's not a scam. It's a prison.
It's a digital prison. So yeah, so we had an overnight flight to Amsterdam, and we had really wonderful seats. Where we could lay down, and I couldn't sleep. You were sawing logs. Here's the thing.
Hold on a second. Wait. First of all, let me just explain. The literal reason we have American Express is so we can use all our points to sleep on this flight.
Yes, exactly.
Which was the whole idea.
Exactly. That's why we got that card.
And it's like, okay, Betty by time. We go.
Let's back up. Because in San Antonio, we ate at the wine place.
Right. Yeah. Vino Volo.
We're on the plane going to Detroit. You ate again.
Yes.
You ate again. You got a
tikka masala, chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
The plane to Detroit, you got something.
Yeah. Like I had a roast beef, something.
Sandwich or something. And then when we were on the plane.
Yes. Yes. I was so, I'm so hungry. Ever since I stopped smoking, I'm so hungry. Like, I need more food. Would you like chicken tikka masala? Yeah, I have some chicken tikka masala. That's all good.
He's like, Tina, do you want something to eat? I'm like, it's 10:30 at night. No. And then I'm trying to fall asleep. And she's like, would you like dessert? He's like, and you're like, what do you have? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'd like a sundae with chocolate sauce and whipped cream. Oh, my God. And then you had a glass of Pinot Noir.
Yes. Why are you looking at me, bro?
I'm like, where do you put all this food?
In my V formation torso, right here.
And then when you wake up, I'm like, are you hungry? You're like, yeah.
I'm
like,
yeah, I'm hungry again.
I've been averaging about one meal a day because I just can't, I cannot consume that amount of food. I just can't. Anyway. Okay, so we're flying over to Amsterdam.
There was some turbulence.
Yes,
that was unfortunate.
It kept waking me up.
It woke me up too, but I mean, I was really sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I heard you.
Was I snoring?
I had my earplugs in too.
And I was snoring. Everyone could hear me. The whole plane. I was that guy.
No, because I was right next to you. I could hear you.
But you sure I wasn't?
I had my earplugs in too.
You sure I wasn't that guy that the whole plane's like, oh, if only that guy would stop.
No, I don't think you were that guy.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But I know what you sound like. So. Yeah.
Just FYI, at home, the lumberjack be you. Sometimes.
I've had little sinus problems.
It's not like, it's like.
Am I breathing on you?
Yeah. And I love it.
And unlike you, I don't
push you, roll you. I'm just like, she's a little stuffed up. Poor baby.
Here's me. Hey, roll over.
Hey, roll over. Stop snoring. Pretty much. How is this wine?
It's going down
it's
easy.
Good.
Look
it's
at
good
you're
stuff.
Sucking yours down too.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
So I didn't sleep that great on the plane. Not at all.
There was some turbulence that woke me up too. I got probably 4 hours. Mm-hmm. 4 out of 7, whatever. It was pretty good.
They were
good.
So nice, though. Everybody was so kind.
Then I had the big surprise, which I had arranged through my friendly connections.
Yes.
Please tell me about your arrival. Now, it's good to be famous in Holland.
Yes.
Tell me about your arrival in the Netherlands. How did that go?
So,
Queen.
So,
Queen. I mean, believe me, this is the same treatment the Queen of the Netherlands gets.
I just want you to know you have forever ruined me. I want you to know.
I can't arrange this every single time, but this was a special one.
This is through context that you have. So we get off the plane. I mean, we just exit out the plane door.
Yeah.
And there's a woman standing there with, was she holding your name?
No. Nope.
Oh, she just knew who you were.
She just looked at us and went, Mr. and Mrs. Curry.
Yes. And mm-hmm. she said, through this door. So we don't even go down the jetway like everybody else. We turn and we go immediately out this door, down these stairs next to the airplane. And we get into this Audi.
Limousine.
Audi.
Like stretch. Is it like a stretch?
It was an A8 or.
Yeah, must have been. Didn't even have a number on the back.
And I said, wow, this is like, this car's like driving, drives like butter.
Butter. Yes.
And so then she drives us through the airport, like in the underground scenes.
Yeah, we're where all the refueling trucks are and the baggage trucks, all on the tarmac. Yeah.
And then she takes us to this place and they take out our luggage. They wheel our luggage in. There's a guy, the customs guy, standing there. We're the only ones there. It's a special room. Mm-hmm. Checks our passports, stamps them. She escorts us into this.
At this point, our luggage is already, we don't even have our luggage.
So nobody can see you. Yeah. So, because I guess a lot of people use this service.
Yeah.
And then they escort us
up in the elevator.
Oh, was it up in the elevator?
Yeah, we're up in the elevator.
Up in the elevator.
Everyone has uniforms on.
Yes.
Little black and white uniforms.
Highly professional.
Yeah.
Into this beautifully decorated space. I don't even know. I mean, with separate rooms. And they put us in our own room, which had a sofa and a table and a television. Mm-hmm. And said, would you like some coffee? What would you like? Gave us a full breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ate again.
I did. I had French toast.
So we did not have to go through any of the ordinary customs.
And we even said, do you need our baggage, our claim check?
She goes, no, we have it in the system. We have your bags.
It's in the system. No worries. Yes.
And I was like, this is unbelievable.
And of course,
Because remember when we went to Jamaica and we had to stand in that line? And I mean, it was
like regular people. the horrors.
No, it was like being a herd of cattle. That's what it was like. So,
like regular people. Yeah. Exactly. Don't worry. We had plenty of regular cattle stuff on the way here.
Yeah.
And then
that
was great, right? Because you had a nice breakfast.
Babe, it was amazing. All right. I mean,
you are
thank
now,
you to your connection.
You are now the queen.
That hooked us up.
You are the queen. And then we got into the little elevator, went down. And of course, we like staying at the airport hotel.
Yeah.
For a whole bunch of reasons. A, it's smarter people.
Yeah. It's easier.
It's cheaper. It definitely is cheaper than if you, I mean, it's like a third of the price.
Yes.
You're in Amsterdam within 20 minutes with a cab. You can always get a cab
or take the train.
We don't take the train. Or you take Taxi Eric. If you're ever you're going to Amsterdam, let me know. Taxi Eric will take care of you.
Yeah.
Who I've known for 23 years. And, it's close to really, if you want to go to Rotterdam where Christina is, it's just close. And then you don't have to deal with,
it's
Amsterdam,
so easy. Yeah.
There's traffic. It's very busy. It's also kind of dirty.
Yeah.
That's my own personal opinion.
Yeah. Although
we had a great day in the city with unusually beautiful weather.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but so Saturday night. So we got in Saturday, laid down for a little bit because then we met Tiffany and Guido and
my
Julius.
Sister. Yeah.
Yes. For dinner, which was really, really
wasn't
lovely
that nice?
Too. Yeah. It was so nice to see them. Yeah. It was fun.
That had been, how long had I not seen her?
Oh, it was April, the year ago, April for your dad's internment.
Oh, right. That's right. We saw him in
our. Yeah.
But it was nice. And, you know, it was fun to say, you know, we'd like to pray before dinner.
Yeah.
And so we had a nice discussion about our faith.
And Julius is like, yeah, God. Yeah, Kanye.
He's like, Kanye.
God.
I love how Kanye has indoctrinated all the young kids. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Julius he's a fine young man. He really is.
Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke.
No, he's like, I don't have time for girls.
Very serious about
right
his
now.
Music
I'm
career.
Like, yeah, I'm focused on things I need to do. And I'm like, he's only 24. So,
exactly because he's 24. Yeah. That's a cool dude.
No,
it was fun.
We had a really, really lovely evening with him. But boy, the jet lag, man.
That was, even for me.
Yeah.
I have to say, I woke up on
Monday. Was it Monday?
Sunday. Yeah, I woke up Sunday And of course, I had to do the show. I didn't know agenda.
Oh, that's right. You were bleary-eyed.
I woke up and I was like, is this because I'm older?
Yeah.
Is it getting harder now that I'm older? I think it is.
I went and worked out, too. I worked out.
Yeah, you're crazy.
And then I walked around the airport thinking it was some good shopping center. And it was like, what's the slogan at the Schiphol Airport?
Enjoy it. Now is the time.
Enjoy it. Now is the time. That's their slogan.
Now is the time. KTLD is what they should do. Keep the lid down. That would be as good a slogan as any. Now is the time.
What's
keep the lid down.
Too, in these hotels, we have the soft close lids. And so now I'm like,
ka-dunk!
I know.
You're right there, babe. Did you hurt yourself dropping that lid down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Sunday you did the show. And then while you did the show, I just, I laid in the bedroom.
Oh, you,
and I was
you
just,
fell asleep at I a certain just, point.
Yeah. And then Monday we got up and we spent the day in Amsterdam, which was kind of fun.
Although I was very disappointed to learn that Amsterdam has pretty much become like every other tourist country in the EU. Because we're like, hey, what museum do you want to go to? All my life, I've been able to just walk into any of the great museums. In Amsterdam.
Musea?
Yeah, musea.
Oh.
I think it's plural. Museums?
No. Musea.
In Dutch, it's musea.
Musea?
Yeah.
The time is now.
The
enjoy
time is
it.
Now. Enjoy. The time is now. And apparently you have to now book to get into the museums.
Yeah, we thought we could just walk right in. Like,
no,
yeah, it's Monday.
No. Sorry, we're booked
here.
For today. What is that all about?
It was nothing but tourists because usually when we've been to Amsterdam.
And I'm like, don't you know who I am?
People would recognize you. Like they'd do a double take.
No, not anymore.
Not a person.
No, no.
Nope.
There's no Dutch people left in Amsterdam.
No.
It's all foreigners.
No.
Like, who's that guy?
No.
Old dude.
But you did have your bitterballen.
We sat down. We did have a nice little snack. Yeah, some cheese.
And more food.
I had the bitterballen, which is, if you've never seen the bitterballen, it's like balls of croquettes.
That's the gray matter, croquettes. The brain food in the deep fried.
You almost have gotten me disgusted by this. You have to really stop because it's one of the small joys in life. Dipping the bitterballen and into the mustard that... biting into the brain matter, the gooey gray...
Oh.
Yeah. And you've did you have a stroopwafel? I think you had a stroopwafel at least.
I bit into a stroopwafel. Stroopwafel.
Yes, I love how your mouth.
Stroop.
There's no reason for you. You have to for you to purse your lips when you speak Dutch. You go stroopwafel. You could just
stroopwafel. Waffle.
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 Yeah. Stroop.
Stroopwafel.
Your face is so funny. I need to record a video of you doing stroopwafel. It's like you have a, I don't even want to say it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so the big thing, so the jet lag's hitting us. What is it with the small cups of coffee out here? Are you kidding me? I was saying to Adam, everything is so much smaller here. The towels are smaller. The cups of coffee are smaller.
Yeah. Do you find the coffee?
That's why the people are smaller.
The people are smaller. Even the silverware is small.
The silverware is smaller,
like, what's
too.
What's this little fork?
Like it's like a teeny tiny fork. And
but
spoon.
I think really maybe if you keep everything smaller, the people will stay smaller.
Yeah.
Because look at America. We got big everything. People be big.
I'm looking for like my extra large coffee and I'm getting these little itty bitty Americano cups.
Is the strength of the coffee not compensate?
I put the cream in. I have to have cream in my coffee. But put a pot on my table. Do not keep coming with your little pot and pour me half a cup of coffee. Because the guy was pouring the coffee in Amsterdam. I'm like, fill it up, dude. Like, why are you stopping halfway?
And then everywhere they kind of have a machine. You have to,
yes.
And the machine just...
Yeah.
Everyone's doing machines.
Yeah.
They don't really have a drip coffee system.
Yeah. No. And the towels are small. What's with the towels? Although these towels are better than the ones in...
Airport hotel towels were very business-like. Like it's a business hotel, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But they have revamped it.
Yeah. But the little cups of coffee do not help with the jet lag.
Did not work for you.
No. And so, of course, I'm drinking like six of them.
Yeah.
You know, equivalent to two regular cups.
Let me help you with that.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Okay. Boy, we're going to sleep well after this.
Yeah, so Sunday, I think after you did the show, we started watching TV. We started watching, actually, it was British TV in Amsterdam, right? We were watching that
movie. Yeah, we were watching
movie.
Channel 4. Yeah, what was that? It was with...
I don't remember what it was.
It was with, from Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon.
And Mila Kunis. But I was surprised with the commercials. Like, there's commercials out there for gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Like, you can download an app.
To gamble with?
No.
That was the anti-gambling app?
Yes, that comes on and tells you to take a rest and step away from the gambling table.
Kind of tells you what's going on there in the UK, don't it?
Yeah. And then the Viagra?
Viagra commercial, right after the gambling thing. Like, if you're gambling too much, why not have some sex?
I just find it so interesting. It's so different. It's just so different.
It's funny you say that, because Dave sent me an article today that in the United States, in primarily Democrat cities, there's more erectile dysfunction than in Republican or states, I should say, in America. This
I
is
wonder
whole
if that's
study.
Because of all the SSRIs.
That was not mentioned in the article. That was the funny thing.
For
it was
sure,
like,
it's got to be the SSRIs.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness.
People are so over-medicated. I believe it. Well, thanks for that tidbit of information, babe.
It just flowed out of me. What can I say? So then, was it Tuesday?
No, Monday night.
We had dinner.
We went to this beautiful place called the Secret Garden,
which is a new restaurant. It used, for those who are in Amsterdam, it used to be Rosas Cantina.
Rosas.
Which was a Mexican joint, which we, even sometimes after a TV show, me and the camera guys would go there because they had, what's the beer? The Mexican beer. Why? I'm drawing
Dos Equis?
A blank. No.
Coronas?
Coronas, yeah. Uh-huh. And to have a Corona in Amsterdam was a big deal. Like, hey, man, I'm going to have Corona at Rosa's Cantina. Have some guac. Yeah, that was a big deal in the it was very exclusive. They've turned it into this beautiful...
Oh, it's like a fairyland.
How can
inside.
You even explain what it was like? And it's only been open for a year or two, I think.
Yeah. If you want, check it out. It's called the Secret Garden in Amsterdam. You can go and look at the gallery of pictures. Yeah. It's amazing inside. Yeah.
And so my first boss in television, Lex Harding, and his wife, Fariba.
Yes.
Because I said, you know, hey, we're coming. We're doing a tour. We want to meet everyone who's dying or going to die eventually. And hey, you're 78. So, dude, you know, you're it.
Tag, you're it.
Tag.
Although he's pretty healthy.
Yeah. But typically he's like, oh, because he has a beautiful, you know, but I mean, it's like an estate.
Yes.
With cows
and peacocks.
All kinds of
and goats.
Underground swimming pool and all his war halls and everything. Yeah. He said, no, I've booked a table for us at the Secret Garden. So it was so good to see them again.
It was really lovely.
Yeah, they were in good health and good spirits. And so they took us to this Secret Garden, which was just phenomenal.
And you asked to pray again.
I did.
And yes.
And Lex is like, oh, because I said, hey, we're Christians and we like to pray. He's like, okay.
No, what did he say? He said,
he said after that, he said, I guess his Fariba said, well, that's new. I didn't know that. And Lex says, well, I've seen him do crazier stuff. I'm used to Adam.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of cool because I didn't quite know how anyone would respond.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So far, I love it a lot. It's
Tiffany
been really
and Guido
good.
And Julius
thing.
And Lex and Fariba. Yeah. I mean, they were all just so, of course,
Well, we got the message.
What are they
going to
say? No.
No.
And that's, you know what? And that was the thing, because Tiffany started asking us about how she was saying how, you know, she believes in a higher power, but she doesn't necessarily believe in God. And then she said that, hold on, I sent something to Annette. And she was asking, like, how could bad things
happen to good people?
If God is so good, why do bad things happen to good people? And so while we were sitting
there. Not an easy one to answer, by the way.
And so while we were sitting there, I heard Naomi's words about be bold. Uh-huh. And that was she got that message from the Holy Spirit, was just be bold. But I texted Naomi and I said, you know, we had this conversation. This is really good for me and Adam because it helps us kind of formulate our thoughts. And so she came back to me. I said to her, I said, you know, she lost a child in utero. And I said, you know, and she knows others that have experienced pain. And so can I read what she texted me?
Please
so
do.
She said, She said, following Jesus does not promise a life free of pain. Being a good person certainly does not promise. Wait, being a good person certainly does not promise a life free from pain. In fact, Jesus promises us, in this world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. That's John 16, verse 33. So the difference is not a lack of pain or hardship, but rather when we walk with God, we can have peace, hope, and even joy in the midst of our pain because we have his promises that our pain is not without purpose. And so that's what I was trying to say to her, you know, about how it was so important for me to develop my relationship with God, because I, you know, I know that that things are going to happen and I need to be able to lean into God. But she put it so eloquently. So I want to be able to have that down. So when somebody asks me, I guess that's a question that's asked all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
well, whenever someone says, I believe, and you know, I'm spiritual, I believe in a higher power, I'm like, you're pretty close.
Yeah.
You're pretty close.
Yeah. Cause that was us. Yeah. That was us.
Totally.
For sure.
Totally.
For sure.
Totally.
Yeah. So yeah. So dinner was really nice. And so the waiter, how did it come up? Did the waiter asked you what you do?
Yeah. And here's Tina. Cause I say, oh, I do a podcast. He said, oh, podcast. Yeah. I know Joe Rogan, which is always interesting. Oh, you know, Joe Rogan. Yeah, I've been on Joe Rogan. You've been on Joe Rogan. Cause you know, I mean, I was on MTV before this dude was born. I mean, way before.
Yeah.
And he came back later and said, you're the pod father. And then, but you're always pimping me out. Like, what do you do? Oh, I do a podcast. He's like, he invented podcasting, just so you know. Like,
I don't pimp you out. I'm so proud of you.
No, I don't mean by pimping me out. But that's very kind
so
of
that
you.
That was so funny. So he went back and he researched you. He Googles you. And that's when he came back and goes, you're the
I know
pod
you,
father.
The pod father. Yes. By the way, no one in Amsterdam speaks Dutch. It's all foreigners. Everyone comes from a different country.
Where was country. He from? He was from... where was he from?
I can't remember.
He wasn't even from. He didn't know Dutch.
No one speaks Dutch. In Amsterdam itself, no one speaks Dutch anymore. It's all English and everyone's from somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's
from
somewhere else.
Here,
all the Dutch people have moved to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Which is...
Well, that's what happens in cities.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not my Amsterdam really anymore.
Yeah.
I could tell Lex feels the same way.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I mean, I used to live in that city. It was different.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was different. So then we had to get up early on.
Yes. Then we got on the cattle car. No more VIP center for you, baby. That was the end of the luxury part of the trip.
Yeah. It was like this plane was kept together with gaffer tape and twine.
It was almost like we were sitting, you know, they have at a certain point, I think they were talking about having standing seats in airplanes. This was close to it.
Oh, it was
there must have
gross.
Been 500 seats on this plane. It was so
and we were
tightly
in the middle
packed.
Of the plane. And, yeah. But thank you, Jesus. Nobody sat next to me.
Which was quite amazing.
That was the favor.
There's your favor right there. You're like, please, please, please don't sit next to me, please, big please, person. Please. Keep walking.
I didn't say that. I didn't
smelly
say
person. Keep walking. It smelled bad on that plane. I mean,
it did.
It smelled sour. It smelled sour.
Well, it was held together with gaffer tape and twine. Seriously.
It was fine.
And then
the
when we landed, it's like he almost crash landed.
He did not. He
landed hard.
He landed hard is what I would call
like,
it.
He was a little high and then he just dropped down out of the sky. Yeah.
That's what you do. It's like, okay, I got to land this plane now.
It was, how do you say the airline? Vueling?
Vueling.
Vueling. It's like Spirit. If anybody has ever flown Spirit,
it's a bit like Spirit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So we land in Barcelona, which is only 20 minutes by cab from Sitges, which is where we are now, which is this, it's a, like, what do they call it? The backup Ibiza? Ibiza.
Oh, it's the
little Ibiza.
The miniature.
Miniature Ibiza.
Uh huh. Ibiza. I don't know why they say Ibiza because it's spelled I-B-I-Z-A. Where does the tha come in? It should be za. Ibiza.
Well, I think the Spaniards say Ibiza.
Ibiza.
And then
like Barcelona.
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 Barcelona. Kind of. Yeah. There's no real C or Z.
Yeah.
And this is a great hotel, which is relatively new, I think.
This hotel, I think it's a year old. Yeah.
Like a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here because it was a friend of mine who I grew up with, Hans. He's lived here for, how long has he lived here? For like 15 years? 13 years, something
long
like
time.
That. Long time. He moved here. And he's not doing too well.
No.
He's pretty sick.
No.
And that was really the impetus for this entire trip.
Exactly.
Like, Hans, I'm going to come and see you, and we're going to build a whole trip around it.
Well, you go, I'm going to go see Hans. I go, I'm going with you, and we're going to Italy,
and
too.
And that's how we built a whole trip around it.
And I said, why should we go all the way to Spain and not go to Italy? Because every experience I've had in Italy has been great.
But so we had lunch with Hans and his friend Veep.
And so Adam goes, his friend Veep is going to be there. I go, Veep?
No,
like
Veep.
The show Veep?
No, goes, Veep. Veep. Veep.
He goes, no, Veep. I go, Veep?
No,
he goes,
Veep.
No, Veep. I go,
and then I realized, to me, it doesn't sound exactly like Veep. But you're saying Veep, and it's kind of the same.
It's Veep. It's like Stroopwafel.
Stroopwafel. Veep. Veep. Exactly. But was,
we kept Veep. Going back and forth. You're like, no, Veep. I'm like, Veep.
Comedic.
But what a lovely Veep. Lunch. Two bottles of wine and a glass of cava.
They had completely fresh anchovies. And I'm not a big anchovy fan, but this was completely fresh.
I wouldn't touch it.
You would not eat it.
I didn't really
like
the food.
And then the razor fish, which I've never had razor fish.
No, you mean the tubular fish? Is that the razor fish?
That's called razor
fish. Okay, these are like mollusks.
Yeah.
So, but they're long. They're like hot dogs that are opened up, and there's this rubbery substance on the inside.
Razor fish, exactly. It was quite good.
It was hot dog fish. That's what it was. It was hot dog
fish.
Was
not, it was very, very tiny.
I don't like that chewy crap.
So Veep and I were enjoying it.
Hot dog
now,
fish.
Now, he had also ordered, which is kind of against our principles, octopus.
Yes.
And we have not eaten octopus or calamari or anything since we saw my octopus teacher.
Yes.
Because they're such intelligent animals. Now, this one, of course, was already dead.
Well, of course. It was a baby one, too.
And I was hungry again. So I
ate its little leg, too. Leg with the little suction cups.
I didn't feel good about that at all.
Did you see that show, My Octopus Teacher? And he goes, they're dead in a year anyway. I'm like,
that's not true. Well, actually, I think they do die after a year.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel good about that.
Yes.
And
we have to repent.
Yeah. And then what did we have after that?
We each had our own dishes.
You had
too.
Burrata? That was good, right? You like the burratina, is what they call it.
Burratina, yes. Yeah. And I don't know what you had.
I don't remember what I had.
Oh, yeah. You had the tuna tartare, didn't you?
Oh, that was
good. Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more wine.
That was not my favorite lunch with that hot dog fish and the
you didn't
anchovies.
Even have it. You didn't even eat
gross.
It.
Gross.
Right.
Yeah.
So then back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Motel, Holiday Inn. If your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. Sorry.
Yeah, we came back and we didn't. We took a nap. Didn't we take a nap?
Pretty sure we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And then what did we do?
Mm. You ordered more food.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a club sandwich at 10 o'clock in the night. Yeah.
He's like, do you want to eat? I'm like, it's 10 o'clock.
Well, so
who
we
eats at 10 o'clock.
Our lunch was at what time? Three. 3 o'clock.
We left at 6, though. Yeah. It was a 3-hour lunch.
That's
we were
what
done
they do.
Eating at 6.
That's what they do here.
We were the last ones in the restaurant. It was so. Here's the thing. So it's this beautiful hotel on the water. What's the sea called? What's it called?
Barrack Sea.
And I'm looking out, and across. So we're open air restaurant. I'm looking out. So there's the road, and then across that is the beach, and then the water.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, this could be Florida. Like, I feel like I'm in Florida.
Pretty much.
It looked exactly the same.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. I mean, it's nice to be in Spain, but it did look like Florida.
Then today was our Gran Turismo day.
Yes.
This is where we did splurge on this, a private tour of Barcelona, really the Gaudi tour.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Oh, if you have not done this, you need to do this.
In 2001 or 2002, I was here on a work weekend, stayed in Barcelona at Hotel des Arts, which is a great, beautiful Art Deco hotel. And I remember going to the Sagrada Familia, which is the church we'll put it in the show notes so you can see it, which was built by Gaudi, famous architect. Who died in 1926, I think. But he started building this church. And when he started it, he said, it's going to take 250 years.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. It was like, it'll take 250 years. And everyone who was funding it was like, oh, that's fine. And in 2000, you know, in the early 2000s when I was here, I don't think you could even go in. There was no inside.
Oh, really?
No, no. Mm. This is all new.
Well, the sad thing about this, so Gaudi, he designed Parc Güell. Is that
Güell,
how you say?
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Very, very curvy lines throughout the, just amazing.
Everything modeled after nature.
Everything modeled after nature and just really cool. And then he turned his attention to the
Sagrada Familia. So the
Sagrada Familia.
The Holy Family.
The Holy Family.
Yeah.
Which is a completely different architecture. And so he started working on it. But the poor guy in 1926 got hit by a train and died.
Hit by a tram.
Hit by a tram.
Day wrecker.
Oh my God.
That's no good.
Darn.
Well, so first it's going, I mean, he took everything from nature. So this whole park that he built, which is supposed to be, you know, a homestead.
It's almost like a Dr. Seuss park, isn't it?
Totally.
Yes.
Mixed between Hansel and Gretel, with Gingerbread House.
Yes.
And Dr. Seuss. But you walk through overpass, you know, tunnels that is an overpass, and it's like waves.
Made of rock, all stones.
It's so hard to explain, but it's, and that's why it's a UNESCO heritage site. I mean, it's one of the most famous places in the world. But the Sagrada Familia, now we could go in and this, it's so undescribable. Again, back to nature. The inside columns look like, resemble a forest.
But it was interesting. Before we even went outside, he was showing us all the different things.
Andrea, our guy. We had a tour guide who was phenomenal.
And so he's like, there's...
He said, actually and basically a lot.
Did he say...
Actually, and some basically.
Okay. But he showed us, he's like, there is the Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus. He goes, see the pigeon on top of baby Jesus' head?
He said, pooping on baby Jesus' head. And we're like, oh yeah, there's a pigeon pooping on Jesus' head.
Sure enough, there's a pigeon sitting on the statue's head. And he goes, they tried to put spikes on the head, and then it looked like baby Jesus had horns.
That was a non-starter.
So we couldn't do that. So, but then, of course, you had to throw in, why did you throw in 420? He brought up something and you go, oh, it's like 420. He's like, what's 420?
No, I'm
like,
no, he had, because there's all this numerology that Gaudi adhered to. And at a certain point, you know, then there was 420 this. I'm like, oh, 420. That's like in America, 420.
That's like
that's our reefer day. He's like, what? They'll never forget that one. No, there's all these different dates and you know, very important numbers. And, you know, Gaudi was Gaudi, I think, a Freemason.
Yes.
So 33 is a big number. Yes. 33, of course, is the age that Jesus died.
Is the magic number.
And 33 is, in general, the magic number. Mm-hmm. So just all this really, he said, you know, you could really go crazy on conspiracy theories, just all the stuff that Gaudi did with numbers. But the outside of this church is this, all these little, and he was pointing out all this stuff and all these little things. And, you know, then he says, can you see the turtle? And like the columns are literally on sea turtles. And another one is a tortoise.
And everything has a meaning, which
everything.
Is,
yeah. And then you go in and it's just spectacular. It was breathtaking.
It's amazing. It was hot as hell in there though. Oh my gosh. I could feel every.
Interesting. You say, use this as a church.
I was starting to melt.
It was warm. Most churches are cold. But the stained glass, and what's cool about it is this church, all this whole, this inside, and they think it'll be complete, a lot of it will be completed by 2026.
Yeah.
And in 2003, they thought it would take another 90 years. So things have really accelerated. But the fact that a new church is being built, that instead of, you know, like repurposed for a hotel or something, is phenomenal. And now the Catholic Church, I guess, they consecrated it. So now that they own it, they're in charge of it. So, you know, the building continues. But it was just, I thought it was breathtaking. Every detail that he could show and all the things that they've done. And it's all natural light. There's, you know, just coming through stained glass windows.
Well, I like how he was asking us questions. He's like, who doubted Jesus three times? I'm like, Peter.
Yeah. Says, what do you see here? It's like it's like Spanish. I'm like, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
No, it was in Catalan.
Catalan.
Yes, it was the Lord's Prayer in Catalan. Yeah.
I saw that.
Oh.
I saw that.
And then they had all the numbers on the outside and the backside. Then they all equaled up to 33.
33.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. That was a cool experience.
Well, the whole backside is built like sinewy bones and stuff. It's supposed to shock you because that's all about Jesus' death.
Right.
And we actually thought that was kind of the coolest thing ever because it had cool. every sequence,
yeah.
everything, Pontius From Pilate washing supper, his hands.
Last Supper, Judas, and how Judas was, his fist was clasped at the... Yeah.
And done in really cubism type style architecture. Yeah.
I think it meant a lot to us because, I mean, you're in the middle of the New Testament and I read it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you tried to be all fancy and you're like, is there anything out there about the tribes?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say
you
that.
You asked about the tribes.
That was inside. I said, is that the tribes? He's like, you're just a horrible person.
I'm kidding.
Trying to be fancy.
I'm kidding. I'm
not trying to be fancy anything.
I'm kidding.
It's definitely impressive. And then we walked through old Barcelona.
Yes.
Through the small little streets and saw the old Roman aqueducts. And there's a lot of fake stuff.
Well, what was interesting though, yes. What was interesting though was about some of the buildings, how they said the second floor
was the most important
was the
floor.
Most prominent. And mm-hmm. if you look at the balconies, the second floor balcony is usually the most ornate or spacious right. and prominent.
And the higher you
and
get,
the
crappier it gets.
Yes,
yeah, up until the servants at the
such
top.
It's the reverse now.
Now, yeah, where the penthouse is where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And yeah, so we walked around, then we had lunch, some tapas in this old converted parking garage, which is now just a, like he called it a food court. We're like, okay.
It was pretty fancy food court.
Pretty fancy food court.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, and we saw Roman ruins, the Roman aqueduct. We saw part of the old city, which has been dug up.
Yes. That was pretty cool too.
Was it 300 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just kind of digging around and went, oh, what's this? Oh, there's the streets from 300 years ago. And so yeah. they left that. And that was cool because no tourists were there.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff was kind of off the beaten path. Yeah.
It was a great day. I learned so much. We walked so much. Yeah.
We came home and we just like, oh man, I'm overexposed.
It's really interesting here though, because the bathrooms are unisex, which is weird. Did you go to, you went to the bathroom at the food
Yes,
court,
I met
right?
some interesting people.
Oh, you did?
Hey, chicas.
It's so odd because there's men and women just milling about, you know, I'm like, okay. And the sinks are in the middle and you just,
well, you made another observation, which I hadn't even noticed tonight, that all the women here are braless.
Oh yeah. Nobody wears a bra here.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, nobody cares. They don't care.
And you didn't wear yours today. And I didn't care. I didn't notice.
No, it's like nobody cares here in Europe. Like, yeah, it's great. So far, I mean, it's been fantastic.
What do we have left? Because we're going to need a vacation from this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so tired after all this.
Yeah, we don't have any plans. We have no plans until the end of September.
Right.
No, so tomorrow you're working.
Yeah.
Friday we're doing a wine tasting.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that nearby? Where is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We're only gone for 4 hours, okay. So it's not a full day thing. Then Saturday we fly to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is a free day for me.
For you, yes. Work. Again, a good free day for you, yes.
I'm
just keep on working.
Yeah.
Hey, make more podcasts. Thanks. I'm enjoying this vacation. This is great. How was the show?
You got me working too, dude.
It was so, you know, and we were at dinner tonight.
I know you had to drag me.
I'm like, this is what it is, babe.
I'm like,
this was like being a podcaster.
It's not vacation, man. I got to write the newsletter. There's got to be labor laws about this. This is BS.
No, it's been a great, great time.
And I think the most beautiful thing though has been being able to see family.
Yeah.
And friends, I mean, and Lex and Fidiba. And then when we get to Italy, we're going to see Willa, all the Pachis,
the
we're going to see them.
Yep.
We're going to be able to see Julius again. We're going to do karaoke with
Christina.
What song are we going to do?
We?
Don't go breaking my heart.
No, stop, stop, stop.
You couldn't if I tried.
We are going to have to get you so drunk. No, I'm going to have to get drunk so I don't like go crazy listening to you. Say, I can't believe you just sang on the show.
Listen.
Yes.
I gotta mark these things off my bucket list. So I know I'm going to be terrible. So you're going to have to get me sauced up a little bit. Not so much where, you know, I'm out of it, but enough to where I don't care. And then you and I are going to do a duet.
I was hoping to be spared of this. We shall record it for the show. How does that sound?
I think so. We have a lot planned. I mean, we're doing the boat. We're going on the boat with your mm-hmm. family. Mm-hmm. We're doing another wine tasting in Italy because we got to do Italian wines. We're doing a cooking class where we're going to be making pesto.
I can't believe I agreed to all of this. A cooking class.
And then we're.
Well, I'm looking forward to the boat with Willow and the gang.
Yeah,
with the Pachi. I do have a couple emails. Oh, okay. One to discuss from Luke, who has been listening. Luke is in Finland.
I have a couple emails.
And he says a pro tip. Oh. Pro tip from the Candyman.
Candyman?
Yeah. He says, bring your laundry to a local laundry service.
Oh.
We always do this when on holiday. Two benefits. One, we don't have to carry that much luggage with us. Adam, you don't need to have 13 pairs of underwear. And two, when you get home, everything is fresh and washed and there's no stress.
Can we do that in Italy?
I have no idea.
No, we could probably do it in Rotterdam.
Yeah, we probably can.
Ask Christina.
Probably can. But it kind of misses the point that we only have to take like
half the clothes.
Half the clothes.
Hey, what about this packing?
I've got to say, your Tetris system is fantastic. Of course, I don't really know if what I'm going in to grab is underwear, t-shirt, or one of your dresses, because it's all just a rolled up Tetris block.
I'm left side, you're right side.
I didn't even get that part.
I'm left side, you're right side.
I didn't even get that part.
And so I said to Adam, I go, if you're going to take something out, do not
don't disturb any of the Tetris pieces, man. It's like Jenga. Like if you pull the wrong piece out, everything is going to fall down.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Aren't you happy you had somebody to pack for you? Wash your clothes, fold them, and pack them.
The only thing is,
I wish
you didn't hold it over my head because you're like, that's it. I'm never packing for you again.
You do that all the time.
You're like, were you complaining about something? I'm not going to pack anymore. You can pack yourself. You can pack yourself.
Because I think you were making a complaint about something.
There's no complaint. I love it. I love you. I love it. I love it. Can we just say one last thing before we thank some people?
Sure.
You're having terrible problems with your hair.
Oh, my God.
How often I've had to hear this. And by the way, Tina looks beautiful no matter what her
Adam's
hair looks
losing
like.
Losing his eyesight, which is great. I'm happy about that.
So we're walking through. Let me give you this to set the stage. This, by the way, happens everywhere we go. But okay, Barcelona, it's humid. And as we're walking, Tina's kind of like an accelerated time lapse chia pet, and the hair just goes. By the way, the hair bands from the 80s called and said, how do you do that? We wish we had that system back in the day. Your hair just starts, and it's the madder you get, the bigger the hair grows, the madder you're like, my hair, and you won't even look at anything, like this beautiful Gaudi with shiny tiles, like, I can't look, I see my hair, it's horrible.
Dude, I was rocking the Rosanna Dana look. It was a triangle on my head.
It was not that bad.
It was not that bad. It was terrible. No, I washed it today, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to wash it and dry it. I'm trying to dry it with these goofy hair dryers that whisper.
Where's the heat, man? Bose, like a Bose, like. No.
Your hair wasn't even drying.
No,
you don't really have much.
It's like a baby fart.
Baby fart. So I'm like, oh, forget it. I'm like, I can't. There's nothing I can do about this. And I should have grabbed a hair tie, and I didn't.
Baby, so you look even hotter. You look like Tawny Catane.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Your hair was wild. It was good.
I mean, it was bad. I texted a picture.
Our tour guide is bald. He's like, complaining what you complain about, you American lady, you Texas lady, what are you complaining about?
I sent a picture to Annette and she's like, whoa. That's pretty wild.
Let's thank some people.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Hello there, Corksoakers, how you doing?
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Hello there, Corksoakers. Yes,
what did you say?
Now what did you say?
What did you say?
From the Coke.
By the way, we want to thank Heather for the artwork for today's program.
Heather, thank you.
Yeah, she did a special.
She made it specific for Spain, yeah, so I did. Appreciate she that.
We have no executive or associate executive producers for this show.
Nobody loves us.
No, no one came in all the way should be.
Thank you, Anthea, for sending us the wine, because
Anthea is pretty much the executive producer of this show. However, the top donor coming in with 100,000 sats, Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, Pastor Jimmy.
Who says, another great show, boosting for Miss Phoebe being left behind for retraining. She's a good girl. Love you, Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette.
Aww.
No, that's so sweet.
Phoebe loves Pastor Jimmy, but Pastor Jimmy loves Phoebe as much as you do.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that if we said, could you take her? He'd probably take her.
Yeah.
Maybe Annette wouldn't take her.
No.
She tried to bite Annette.
Then we have Mike Newman, who comes in with a very, it's kind of like a striper boost, but not really. I'm going to give him a striper anyway. 73,377. So 73,377. It's kind of like 33s and some sevens. And he says,
I like that.
Howdy, Adam and Tina. Thank you. By the way, Mike Newman's been around podcasting for a long, long time. Thank you, Adam, for leading the way with Dave and the crew at Podcasting 2.0 these past 3 years and bringing the fire with Value for Value Music these past 3 months, giving birth to your latest child or podcast, Boosted Grand Ball.
Yes.
He's promoting the Boosted Grand Ball.
Yes.
I encourage your fellow Cork Soakers to check out this Ohio boy's own little music podcast called It's a Mood.
Oh.
He's doing a music Value for Value podcast.
Nice.
He's the second one to do it.
Love it.
Punchy.
You're the first.
He's the second.
You're the first, James Cridlin.
Right, so he's the third. Yeah, mm-hmm. But Cridlin only did one episode, and Mike's already done three.
Okay.
It's a Mood is what it's called. Punchy, sugary, tart, smooth, heavy, or light. I'll play it if I like it, just like when I was a kid on bus number 10 with my mixtape.
Oh, I will listen.
Go podcasting.
I'll listen.
We've got 33444 from Skippy.
Oh, Sir Brian with an I.
You bet. The Department of Homeland Security is now reporting, upon further investigation, there was never a giant Chinese spy balloon that was traversing the country. Turns out it was just Sir Brian's overinflated head.
Yes.
That sounds about right. Nothing to see here, people. The agency, however, still recommends that everyone stay safe by keeping their lids down and tipping their bottoms up. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening? You need to in the evening.
Keep the lid down. Where's my in the evening? Here.
In the evening!
There we go. Even on vacation.
Thank you, Brian.
Even on vacation.
Brian's trying to find a dame.
Is he?
He needs a wife.
We need to do a Currying the Keeper meetup.
Oh.
Yeah, we can get everyone together. Connection is protection.
That's right.
33,015 from there's some Dutch.
Trout. What were you going to say?
Onze trouwste luisteraar. I was going to say, wow.
You're switching to Dutch?
I did.
Trout de Lauter?
Trouwe luisteraar.
Trouw te luisteren.
Our faithful listener.
Oh, comic strip blogger.
Comic strip blogger. Yes, exactly.
Enjoy it. Now is the time.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Thank you for visiting EU hegemony. Oh. Although I no longer drink, I recall times when I occasionally enjoyed a drink. If you'd like to try, please inquire at restaurants or bars about these two beers that I greatly favored. Tyski. T-Y-S-K-I-E from Poland and Kilkenny from Ireland.
Oh.
Enjoy these beers and raise a toast to my health.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yo, Comics SCSB. We certainly
shall.
Thank
you so much.
We got $5 on the PayPal from Vincent Farrell. I did not get a note from Vincent. I don't know if you
was
had
it $5? Hold on.
Yeah, I think it was $5.
Excuse me.
Yeah. On the PayPal.
$5.55.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss that?
$5.55.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a note?
I don't see a note. Nope.
$5.55.
Thank you, Vincent.
13,333 sats from Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Oh.
He says, I must stand with Adam, in this case, sit, because, keep the lid down, and say, it's okay to talk on the phone while on the throne.
Oh.
Just mute the phone when you're in the toot zone. KTLD. Mute the phone when you're in the toot zone. Now is the time.
Wait a minute. It wasn't the toot zone. Let's just put that out there. Okay. We're not going to revisit that. You're not going to do the KTLD?
No, okay. No, I can do it. Of Keep course, the I, lid down. Of course, I can do it. SLC with 7777. We'll call that a mini striper. Multitasking that involves the toilet is apparently an audible meme. Happy holidays.
Aw. You know what? I like that Pastor Jimmy uses the striper boost now, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he'll use the keep the lid down.
He's welcome. I'll send it to him. He should. I mean,
he has his own version about it.
Yeah, he does. Yes. He does. By the way, living up in a down world, the Life's a Beach. Great episode.
Yeah, we listened to it the other night.
And they're also on location. First time on location.
They sounded great.
Sounded phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. Did you tell them that it sounded great?
I boosted okay. some striperage.
I got a boost,
and
too,
said exactly that.
And that'll go, where's your boost?
Gene Everett, Short Row of Ducks, 2222. Then we got 1,000 from Sir Sean Reiser. And he says, Adam and Tina, in the evening.
In the evening.
Sending a quick prayer to St. Christopher, the patron saint of travelers, for your protection as you embark on your journey.
Thank you very much.
Adam, I'm trying to figure out which of us has the better keeper. You, because Tina buys your socks when you need me, or me, because Anne repairs my damaged socks without me asking.
Anne wins, because I would not be sewing your socks. I throw them away.
Isn't that called darning socks, I believe?
You put them in a light bulb.
What?
You put them in a light bulb and so you can darn. No, baby, I throw yours away and just go buy a new one.
There you go. We have a winner, and it's Anne, apparently. Yeah. Enjoy the trip and be safe. KTLD. Oh, man, everyone's
Keep
doing
the
it.
Lid down.
Yes. Hey, we're changing bathrooms across the world.
And he says, since I never asked to be decanted, I guess I'll sign off. No, you don't get away that easily. No, we're going to decant you.
You've been decanted.
There you go. Sir Sean the Canted.
Oh, no, there you go. Thank you, Sir Sean.
And that's our value for value supporters for episode number 52. Remember, there's many ways you can support the show. We really just want you to return some value, no matter what it is. For instance, Heather, with her artwork, great value. We appreciate
that. Yes, thank you,
Heather. These boosters, of course, we appreciate that. And you can always go to curringthekeeper.com. We have a donate page, shows you exactly how to do it. Value for value. It is the only way that media actually works properly.
Yes.
As we're seeing now, no one watching TV anymore.
Yes.
Less than 50% of people are watching TV.
Yeah. We have not turned on other than watching that goofy movie with the Viagra commercial. And the gambling addiction.
I'm telling you, it's going downhill.
Yeah. I wanted to read an email that I got from Sean McGuire, which I thought was really sweet. And he says, hi, Tina. I've been trying to write this email for a while. I've had pages and pages written, but I just can't word it properly. So I'll cut it down to a short paragraph and let God handle the rest for now. Oh. I think this scripture is very pertinent to the situation where you sent the video to the wrong person. We should be so in love with God's way that the only feeling we can have for something that is against God's way is hate. Not hate for the person, but hate for the evil spirit that is attacking them. Never feel bad for your convictions. The scripture is Psalm 119 verses 127 through 128, which says, therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Yeah, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. So thank you so much, Sean.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that really meant a lot for me to get that. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's the thing. That's the one thing when we're on vacation. You are very behind in your Bible study.
Oh,
you must be
tripping.
Are you gonna try and catch up tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes. I'm 3 days behind. No, it'll be 4 days behind. I don't like being behind.
But it's insane. You do almost an hour a day as you're going through the Old Testament.
I know. I don't like being far behind.
I mean, I do my round, and then whatever catches me is, like I have three different apps. Like, oh, I'm going to read.
And you're so diligent about it, too. And I have to be in my zone. I have to have my coffee and my,
these little cups are not helping.
No, man, the cups are too small. Small cups. I've got a lot to catch up on. And I'm in Jeremiah and it's like, woof, it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy. Yeah. So.
And I miss you telling me about what you've learned.
Yeah.
I miss your God shots.
Yeah.
These are important to me.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's all I got, babe. I mean, it's busy.
What do you say? Shall we go to bed till these good people can go home?
Yeah, let's go to bed. I'll meet you in there.
Oh, yeah. Braless, I hope.
Oh, it's a family show.
I'm sorry. We'll see you in 1 week. We'll be coming to you from Italy.
He's making me work. I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling. More than you could ever know.
I think I know.
See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
In the evening! keeper.